Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Your organization's called Kilter Rewards. Give us some background on this.
Off the start, Kilter Rewards is a platform that gamifies healthy living and charitable giving. We have a lot of different types of programs. We work with corporations on workplace giving campaigns, team-based challenges, as well as work directly with charities to host virtual fitness and fundraising events at a very simple, high level. We allow users to use our app to track their daily exercise goals, whether that's running, walking, swimming, biking, going to the gym, your at-home workouts. In our events, users earn points every day for completing goals. They get to view an interactive leaderboard, and those points can be tied into challenges where they can win prizes. But the main point is that all of these events help raise money for the charities that are associated with the events.
I think it's such a unique perspective, too, because we think of this shutdown and a lot of charities losing their 5Ks or losing any type of event, which normally is the platform to where they can raise these funds. So how do you guys put on the virtual 5Ks, if you will, or these fitness and charity events?
We can extend the life of these events. For a replacement for an event that unfortunately right now has to be canceled, we would take it over and we would set up either a week-long or even better, a 30-day virtual campaign for these nonprofits to engage their audience and use it as a time where they can, one, retain the value of the sponsors that they really rely on for fundraising dollars. They can retain the sponsors' value. We can build digital custom in-app ads for those sponsors and use that, put that money to good use where the users can earn points which convert into dollars that go into the charity prize pool. And for the users, it's a community engagement tool. So retain the value in which every participant for these events paid to join the event and give them an event that they can do virtually, compete, and connect with the greater community, invite even more people to join and use it as a great opportunity to stay connected and raise money to support those causes.
Kind of sounds like a win-win-win because you're not only helping nonprofits out that might be struggling, you're getting people some exercise and you're getting them connection, which is all things that we need during this quarantining time.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the biggest thing is, especially during this kind of disconnected time, it's so important that we all find an outlet to stay connected. We all find the motivation to stay healthy, and we do our part to support the communities in which we live.
So how are you partnering to really make this happen and build that connection?
In terms of your own backyard, we know that you have a community of churches throughout New York and Pennsylvania. Each one of them, it'd be very easy for us to work with them and set up a custom virtual fundraising event that they can use to raise money to support their work and what they're doing from a relief effort standpoint and make it really easy to engage their entire community.
What is it that made you want to start this, made you want to pair up and help out nonprofits and charities?
Great question. So it kind of stems from my foundation. I grew up in a very sports-oriented and health and fitness-oriented family. I have a brother that's 2 years older than me, and we grew up playing every sport you can imagine. We were very competitive, so it's competition and health and fitness is in our blood. It actually started from just the wellness and fitness focus. I went to school at the University of Wisconsin to get a biology degree, graduated in 2014, and ended up working at a big healthcare IT company for a year and a half. I installed cardiology software. It was an awesome job. I loved the experience. I made some of my best friends there. But there was a little bit of a misalignment between the work I was doing and what I needed from a personal standpoint. It was hard for me to keep myself in a normal, healthy, active routine when I was in a job that had a pretty demanding travel schedule and work schedule. So the roots to which I started Kilter was the passion and the mission to help motivate people to lead healthier and more active lifestyles. And it started as something completely different. It started as a platform to try to connect frequent travelers with discounts at gyms in the cities they were going. The original idea started in 2016, and the way that we got to where we are today, it's been just kind of really cool to see the evolution of today's population, this generational shift where we're sitting in the middle of both a healthy and active lifestyle revolution, as well as a philanthropic revolution. People genuinely care about giving back to their local communities, the causes that are close to their hearts. And we saw an opportunity to build something that ties these two things together and use technology as a powerful tool and a force for good to help raise money for the nationwide network of charities that need it right now and as a tool to help motivate people to stay active and healthy.
And never more of an important time for all of those than right now, too, during a pandemic. I'm sure you guys didn't see that coming, but boy, what a great organization to have during this time.
Yeah, thank you. And we're kind of on our way to moving towards this direction anyway. When the pandemic started, it just kind of forced us to accelerate the speed at which we're trying to develop these solutions.
Is there anything else that you would want to add here, Seth?
We want to make it as easy as possible to work with us. It's a very low price to work with us. We have the opportunity to host, whether they're free events for your community or paid events. In terms of how, if people are interested in working with us, they can reach us at friends@kilterrewards.com. And we're more than happy to talk with people about their needs and setting up some great opportunities and events with them.
I sure do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brandon.